Chapter 2. Writing a Self-Introductory Speech. My teaching career started in 1988 as an instructor of the course called Fundamentals of Public Speaking at the University of Kansas. This kind of course is a requirement for graduation at many U.S. colleges and universities, although its name varies from school to school, for example, speaker-audience relationships or advocacy speaking. To illustrate this recognition of the importance of public speaking, let me pass on to you something that I heard from my American classmate. According to him, in the 1940s, parents there in the Midwestern region of the United States, an area where there are a great number of farmers, wondered if their children might need to study social skills. Their concern was based on the image that they had of the Ivy League and West Coast students as being much more socially adept. The parents feared that without the specialized training, their own children would not become as successful in society. In fact, scholars have recognized the wide applicability of public speaking skills to success in personal and career goals. So, schools in the Midwest decided to transform their rhetoric departments that emphasized reading and writing skills into speech departments that stressed speaking and listening skills. This, according to my classmate, is how American communication education started to grow, and why many prestigious university speech communication departments are located in that region. In the syllabi of these basic speech courses, the first assignment is usually a self-introduction. It seems a reasonable choice, since we engage in self-introduction whenever we meet someone we don't know or apply for a job. Thus, public speaking is the speech subject that we are most familiar with. Moreover, people are curious about new friends, so the audience often has a natural, strong interest in hearing what the speaker has to say. Specifically, the self-introduction serves two functions. It breaks the ice and allows everyone to begin adjusting to speaking before an audience, and it makes information about each student available to the class, allowing this information to become the basis for audience analysis. To help the speaker gain the most from this exercise, there are certain elements that should be included in the speech, and practices that should be followed in its preparation. As for the speech content, first, near the beginning of the speech, students should provide basic and relevant details, name, classification, major, and hometown. Second, explain one event, person, or book which held especially great personal significance. Third, tell the audience one strongly held belief and the reason for it. And fourth, imagine becoming suddenly separated from those who know them well. What would those people remember about them? In preparing to deliver the self-introduction, first, carefully plan the sequence of ideas to be presented in the speech. Second, time the self-introduction so that it is between 3 and 5 minutes in length. And third, prepare an outline of the self-introduction to be handed out to everyone before the speech begins. Each point in the outline should be a complete sentence. This outline should be simply a skeleton of the major ideas to be presented, not a manuscript. It should be word processed and conform to acceptable outline format. This is an easy way to begin to make public speaking an integral part of your life. As you will come to discover, situations in life requiring some form of public speaking cannot be avoided. You can be either competent in dealing with those situations or uncomfortable because of lack of experience. Competence is definitely better and will win out over nervousness as you allow yourself more and more opportunities to practice your techniques.